Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. On behalf of Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us on our call today. On this call, we are joined by the Whole-time Director and CFO, Mr. Rajesh Gandhi, and the SGA, our investor relations advisors. I hope everyone has got an opportunity to go through the financial results and the investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as the company's website. We'll give you a quick snapshot of our company, and then Mr. Rajesh will walk you through the financial performance. We are prominent manufacturers of specialized chemicals such as HMDS, CMIC, inorganic bromide, and are one of the top three manufacturers in the global market. Q2 FY23 business performance has been slow, primarily due to lower volume offtake from the pharmaceutical manufacturers. Most of our clients are facing challenges due to the adverse pricing seriousness scenarios across formulations and softening of the demand. For Q2 FY23, we have registered a revenue of 58 crore for the quarter, as both HMDS and CMIC have underperformed the domestic market. Our pharmaceutical manufacturers are our major customers and are facing similar challenges as a leading supplier to them for the key raw material. We witness a slow pickup in volume, although the export market has been robust for us, which has partly negated the weak domestic demand. Also, the inorganic bromides have been affected marginally due to inconsistent sourcing of the raw material bromine. I would like to highlight recent developments of the company. We have successfully commenced the production of bromobenzene in the plant P9 with a capacity of  2,400 metric tons per annum. This is a significant achievement for the company as we have added the new products which cater to agrochemical across the globe. We already have reasonable presence in the inorganic bromides of calcium bromide, zinc bromide, and sodium. With the expansion of bromobenzene, we'll be adding organic bromides to our portfolio. We already have healthy inquiries of the product and expect meaningful business in H2 2023. I would like to bring to your notice that the supplies of this product has already been initiated in the current quarter. We are evaluating further options to add new products, product Gunine at the plant P9 unit. We are awaiting the necessary approvals from the local authorities and will notify the same once we get the final approvals. At the P10 unit, we'll be adding a few other chemicals that are imported. Expansion is on track, and we expect to commence the production in Q1 2024. I would like to highlight on land parcel. We have purchased land at Gothada near Vadodara with a future leg of expansion with an investment of 21 crore. In line with existing circles, rates for the similar land size. We do have permission to expand for the industrial purpose, although we will apply for requisite permissions for the chemical business. This land is distant from our existing unit at Manjusha. It is about 6 kilometers away from the Manjusha factory. We are also in discussion to acquire the land near our existing Manjusha unit. will intimate the same once it has been finalized. That is expanding the present land. The company has also made an investment of about rupees 10 crore for a 2.1 megawatt solar power plant at Daboi, about 30 kilometers from Vadodara. This solar plant will be used for captive consumption, which will reduce the dependency on non-renewable energy. This has already commenced the production and the credit of the unit has already been started receiving in the invoice from the MGVCL, the power supply company, to ChemCon. Our company is ranked among the top three suppliers of HMDS and CMIC products around the world. We are the largest manufacturers of HMDS and CMIC in the country. We are focused on niche chemistry with a goal to achieve market leadership through economies of scale. Over the years, we have done reasonable investments in improving the product basket and adding meaningful capacity. We are excited to approach new clients and provide them with a new value-added product. We are also expanding our global footprint with a diversified product mix. India imports many pharmaceutical chemicals, which offers plenty of room for the well-established manufacturers like us to become a long-term, trustworthy and sustainable domestic partner. I would like to hand over to Mr. Gandhi to give you a glance of the financial performance. Over to you, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you, Mr. Agarwal. Good morning, everyone. Q2 FY23 performance. Total revenue stood at 58 crores as compared to 61 crores Q2 FY23. Domestic market contributed around 29%, whereas the international business contribution the remaining 71%. Total production volume for Q2 was at 1,352 metric tons as compared to 1,420 metric tons same period last year. As highlighted by Mr. Agarwal, there was lower volume of take on our key products. In terms of chemical revenue breakup, HMDS reported revenue of 29 crores. CMIC revenue stood at 11 crores. This was lower due to slow demand by customers. Oil well completion revenue stood at 16 crores. EBITDA for company stood at 9.6 crores in Q2 FY23 with a margin of 16.6%. Net profit for Q2 FY23 stood at around 7.8 crores. H1 FY23 performed. Total revenue stood at 147 crores for H1 FY23 against 118 crores of H1 FY22. Domestic market contributed around 44%, whereas international market contributes around 56%. Production volume was at 3,403 metric tons for H1 FY23 against 2,849 metric tons of H1 FY22. In item of chemical wise revenue, H1 FY23, HMDS revenue stood at 72 crores, CMIC revenue stood at 28 crores, oil well completion revenue stood at 44 crores, EBITDA for H1 FY23 stood at 43 crores against 37 crores of H1 FY22. Net profit stood at 33 crores for H1 FY23 against 28 crores of H1 FY22. We are a net debt free company as on September 20, 2022. With this we conclude the presentation and open the floor for further discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Suresh Kumar from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to know how is the current demand for HMDS and CMIC? Has it improved in the Q3 FY23?
Good morning, Mr. Suresh. The demand for the two products is stable compared to Q2. It is stable with compared to Q2. It is marginally growing. It is not recovering 100%.
Okay, sir. As per the current demand, so how much we are expected to sell in H2 FY23, sir, these two products?
I won't be able to give you that figures here.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Sir, then second is this methyl chloroformate, which is a raw material for CMIC, which we were started procuring it from Posher. Has it been stabilized and we are regularly getting the supplies from them?
Yes, we are getting regular supplies from them. And now most of this raw material we are procuring domestic only. The imports have been reduced drastically.
So with that, if you could tell us how much we are dependent on China for our raw material procurement, sir?
For this MCF, we are not at all dependent now on them. However, about 10 to 15% only we are importing to maintain a parallel supplier.
So that means for all the products, around 10 to 15% of our total raw material we are procuring from China.
No, for CMIC, it is like that. For HMDS, we are still 100% banking upon international supplies. And out of that, around 70% from China and 30% from other countries.
Okay, that is clear, sir. Sir, next thing is that we were supplying CMIC to Chinese customers. That is what you had mentioned to, in the con calls. So with the, all this current lockdown there and all, as any problem is there, are we supplying there or not?
Even today, we are currently supplying the CMIC to Chinese users. There are four major users in China. Two of them are our customers. And we are reaching, we are putting our legs in the shoes of the rest too.
Oh, that is good to know that, sir. So regarding this bromobenzene, you said we have commissioned, so congratulations for that. Just wanted to know two, three things. One is, do we need customer approvals there also?
Every product requires a customer approval as far as the fine chemicals are concerned. We manufacture products with a purity of more than 99.9%. Hence, okay, some approvals are required. We have received the approvals and we have supplied more than 100 tons as commercial supplies to the customers.
Okay. Sir, is this margin profile is similar to HMDS type of thing or is it what, plus or minus, where do we stand?
Yes, the margins works out similar with the other products and it will be working in combination with calcium bromide.
Okay.
So that will improve the margins of calcium bromide as well as bromobenzene, or else overall if we see the margins of bromobenzene are better compared to others.
So, for the bromine that you would require, would you be utilizing the facilities of the our inorganic facility or no?
No, this is an organic bromide. Part of that, we have to utilize the inorganic section and partly the new building which we have already done, we are using in that. That is a combination of P8 and P9 plant.
Okay. Sir, how much we are expected to sell in 23 and 24, sir?
H2 FY23, you can consider around 900 tons we will be able to sell this product.
900 tons. So, in a value terms, how much this works out, sir?
It comes out to around 40 crore.
Okay. And in 24, you are expected to ramp it up to full capacity utilization?
You can consider 90%.
And this is exclusively for domestic or for the export market, sir?
Majorly, it is for exports.
Majorly for export. Okay, fair enough, sir. So, regarding the Gunine facility, I think we were to commission that sometime back in FY22. Unfortunately, it is getting delayed, and now you have announced that it will be commissioned by Q1 of next financial year. Are you confident of doing that by then, or is there any chance of getting delayed further?
We are 100% confident to advance that. Although we have mentioned it like Q1 24, but it will be advancing it.
Since it is for the pharma segment, I know again the customer approach will take. So can we expect some sales in FY24?
FY24 should be fully operational plant for this. So even in FY23, part of the sales can be expected.
So sir, since we need to get the approvals, still you are confident of selling it to non-pharma industry?
It has multiple usages. It has the non-pharma usage also, and there we will be able to penetrate into that market initially.
Okay. So initially, can we expect around 50% utilization from this product for this capacity?
It will be the initial time. I cannot say that it will be 50%, but well, it will be a startup.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, if I'm allowed to squeeze in one more last question regarding the P10. So one is, when are we expected to complete, and again, do we have to take the environment approval for the, you know, commission the new product there also?
Environment clearance we already have for the product that we are working on, P10.
Okay. And when are we expected to complete the and commission, sir, P10?
Around March 24, 23, we will be completing that plant. So you can expect Q1 24 should have the product out.
And whatever the products that you are planning to manufacture, which you have not disclosed, nothing to worry. But since you said it is an import substituted, are they meant for pharma industries only?
No, they are for agrochemical as well as pharma. They are for multiple usage.
Multiple. Okay, sir. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Suresh.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may enter star 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Ayush Mittal from MAPL Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ayush.
Good morning. We have been tracking the company for some time, so at one and we see that we have been aggressively trying to put in capacity, and we have more than doubled the capacity. But this drop in volumes that we are seeing in our core products, so how do you plan to like optimally utilize the capacity? What are you doing to utilize the capacity as of now?
If we go through the graphs and if we see the volumes, I think this is the first quarter which has resulted into drop in the volumes. Otherwise, the volumes have been consistent. The volume addition capacities which we used to grow, that was based on our projection. It is in line with that. Yes, one or two quarter can result into drop of the volumes. We don't expect that to run a longer time.
So you believe that we can, we had plans to substantially increase the volume in both HMDS and CMIC. Will that still be possible in a quarter or two going forward?
Yes,
what are we doing for that?
Yes, definitely it will be possible. We are working hard on that.
Can you give some insights, like are we trying to get more customers, more geographies, or how will it happen? Because we already have a high penetration with the pharma companies, and many of these companies themselves have seen a big volume drop in their segments.
Still, if we see, there are imports by this company, and we would be hammering them for stopping the imports as far as the total stoppage is concerned. We will be attempting to go ahead with that, and hope we are quite confident we will be successful on that.
Okay. So second, like if you see currently the product basket is small, and perhaps that's why we see quite a bit of volatility also in the numbers. So what efforts are we making to increase the product basket further? And
Product basket used to be limited to the pharma sector only. By adding bromobenzene, we have moved to agrochemical also. By increasing the expansions of utilization of this HMDS in sectors other than pharmaceutical. That has also been done. Our exports, if you see, they are growing larger. And that is the sort of diversification with the existing portfolio. The new products that we are adding will not be banking purely upon the pharma, but we will be banking upon multiple sector products. So that will take care of the volatility. That one sector is affected, so entire business of Chemcon is affected. That will not happen in the coming time.
Okay. Okay. And sir, last one question, our stock price is also quite down from the IPO time. Are you also considering some kind of buyback or something going forward?
No, we are not working on that or we cannot comment anything on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome, dear.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dheeral from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to know, sir, why there is a sharp drop in gross profit per kg?
There is a sharp drop in per kg margins because of the purchases were out at a higher price as the market started dropping. Continuously it dropped for the final product. And of course the prices of raw material also dropped. But then there was a mismatch and which resulted into this. It is covered up. From the current quarter, that should take care of it.
Okay, so we won't see any inventory loss or something in Q3.
We have seen already absorbed that in Q2. We saw the inventory benefits in Q1. We saw the inventory loss in Q2. Now it is stable one.
So what are the current realization of HMDS and CMIC as compared to Q2?
Compared to Q2, it is about 10 to 12% lower.
And so if you can quantify in terms of number?
In terms of number, there is a range. I won't be able to give you the exact number.
Approx, sir. Approx will be okay.
Approximately, you can consider 650 rupees for HMDS and 450 rupees for CMIC.
Okay. And sir, lastly, as you stated that, you know, there is a shortage of supply issue of inorganic bromide in the market. And your new product bromobenzene also required, you know, liquid bromine. So how are you looking to address the issue?
You see, it is the best time of raw material as far as the business is concerned. And then it is your ability how well you are able to manage that. That always gives you the benefits of the shortage or the benefits of lower competition. We would be always happy to have the shortage of raw material. And if we are able to manage the volumes, that would be the best period. That is the philosophy of Chemcon.
So at least for us, there won't be any issue, you know, to manufacture bromobenzene as well as, you know, the bromide product.
No, to us, the manufacturing of bromobenzene as far as benzene, bromine raw material is concerned, we don't envise any major problems with that.
Okay, and sir, from Q3 onwards, do we foresee, you know, maybe our EBITDA per kg or maybe gross profit per kg again moving to the normal level?
100%, yeah, 100%.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may enter star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, based on the current indications from your customers, when can we expect the volumes to normalize? Is it possible by Q4 volumes should get back on track?
Good morning, Mr. Anurag. The volumes are stable in the Q3 also. Q4, we should be able to achieve about 85 to 90% of the recovery. That are the hopes as far as the discussions have been done with the customers.
Okay, okay.
And most of the recoveries we will be able to do in Q4.
Okay, understood. And in terms of solar power plant, how much per quarter savings are possible on our power cost?
Sorry?
This power plant we have commissioned, how much savings are possible per quarter on the power cost?
Per quarter, it should be about 50 lakhs, 50 to 60 lakhs per quarter.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my side.
We have worked out an IRR of about 18% on this.
Okay, sir. Okay, understood.
The investment has been done on the basis of an IRR of 18%.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Sir, are we seeing any indicators? Customers are falling CMIC demand secularly going forward, because in the ARV regimen, TAS has been set to take up some market share of TDS, and that would basically mean lower volume dosage requirements of tenofovir. So are we seeing anything like that, because we are the largest global player and we should be the first to get feelers of a fall in demand if that happens?
The fall in demand has started happening, but it is not affecting much volume. You see, the additional demand has stopped. The growth of the volume has stopped. So existing volumes are stable, and we will be able to cover up on that.
Okay, so from probably a 3-year period, we should not expect a lot of growth coming in from CMIC. Is that correct?
You can consider that the growth will be limited in CMIC, yes.
Okay. And sir, we've mentioned earlier about difficulties in increasing force CBC supplies. So could you help understand if the 100 crore per product estimate for CBC and DHT still holds, or should we expect should the expectation be lowered a bit?
You can lower that. You can lower that to around 45-50%.
For both the products or for CBC?
Yeah, combined CBC.
Okay. And Sir, for Guanin, could you help understand the opportunity size? What is the domestic demand like? And looks like China is where the supplies are concentrated globally. So on the cost side, would we be generally competitive? Guanin
in present era is that at $23 price product. It is 2,500 tons has been supplied by China. Our present cost set of plant will be 600 tons per year, and considering $23 as an HPAR sales price, we should have a margin of nothing less than 35%. So that is the possibility of competitive levels.
Sure, sir. And sir, lastly, for CMIC and SMDS, the pricing formula that we had also given in the RHP, that still holds, right? And like for the newer products that we will be scaling, could the expectation of margin on product level be similar to, you know, what we are seeing in these two products with the easy cost pass-through formulaic pricing?
The pricing margins and not the pricing, the margins that were given in the RHP still holds valid, and they are in line with that.
And for the newer products, would we be having a similar arrangement, or they would vary much more according to demand and supply?
No, new products are also in line with that.
Okay, sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kish.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Priyanka Shah from NM Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So can you elaborate more on the bromobenzyme industry in India, and how big is the market and what is the potential for the same?
Bromobenzyme, the market, we have around 5 big manufacturers in the country. Majorly, they are all exporting. It is an agrochemical usage product. This is majorly going to China. We are one of them. We have just entered into this product. We are... You can say out of the in the country, we, in present era, we can be deemed as third largest manufacturer with a capacity, not a capacity, the actual production of more than 200 tons per month. We have already supplied about 100 tons in the current month to China. It is a major going to be an exports product. The present pricing of the same is around $5.7 to $6 a kg. With a margin of about $1.2.
Okay, so that is helpful.
Gross addition of about $1.7.
Okay, sir. And how much peak revenue is expected to come from bromobenzene and Guan chemicals?
Bromobenzene 100% capacity utilization, if we consider, that can give us a revenue of about 100 crores.
Okay.
However, it is difficult to achieve 100%. We will put in all our efforts to do that.
Okay, sir. And Guan chemicals,
we are yet to start that. Let it be an operative one, then I will be able to give you the figures.
Okay, thank you so much.
Welcome, Priyanka.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Suresh Kumar from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, for one of the previous caller you had mentioned, we are selling 4-CBC and 2,5-DHT as of now?
We are selling 4-CBC as of now to some extent, not 2,5-DHT.
Okay, this 2,5-DHT facility we have already converted to manufacture CMIC. Is that understanding is correct?
That is part of that is for CMIC and partly we have now utilized for bromobenzene also.
Achha,
so
okay.
That facility is CMIC.
Okay, so this 4-CBC, how much we are, is it an exclusive facility and how much we have sold during this H1, sir?
It is not exclusive facility, it is a multi-usage facility. Now we have done that.
Okay.
And sales of 4-CBC, I don't have the figures across me. I'll provide you later.
No problem, sir. Sir, second thing is about the high purity HMDS. I know you had some issues supplying to semiconductor segment, but how about the other, two, three segments you keep mentioning in our earlier calls? Are we supplying to that segment?
Yes, definitely we are approved suppliers to many industries across Europe for that, and we are supplying regularly on that. We are also supplying it to Japan, purity HMDS, for application in the silicon rubber.
Silicon. So this silicon rubber, is the margins are relatively better than the regular HMDS. Is that understanding correct?
Yes, the margins are better than that. And they are at par with semiconductor industry quality.
Achha, okay. Sir, any idea how much out of the 600 odd capacity we had, how much we are utilizing as of now?
I won't be able to give you that figures also.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Sir, just want a guidance on how much top line or bottom line expected for this current year?
For high purity HMDS?
No, sir. So, revenues for the company.
Revenues of the company cannot be given, dear. I am restricted. Please understand.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Suresh.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter *1 to ask a question at this time. Our next question is from the line of Dheeral from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Sir, wanted to know, sir, we were also looking for an inorganic opportunity. So any concrete plan over there?
We are inching towards that. Any moment you can expect some declarations on the basis of that.
Okay, and sir, we were also looking for a long-term tie-up for our liquid bromine with one of our key vendors.
No, that is not working out.
Okay, but we are still pretty sure that we will be able to get raw material at time, right?
Yeah, we are very much confident for that. The documents of that other supplier, as far as his plant possibilities are concerned, were not clear and acceptable to us. Legal positions were not clear, so we had to drop out that. That was in Bhavnagar, and we had to drop out that.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, based on the revenue numbers and volume numbers shared, it appears that
I'm sorry to interrupt you. If you're on speakerphone, can you please use your handset?
Just give me a second.
Thank you.
Yeah, am I audible clearly?
Yeah, clear, Anurag.
Yeah. So, sir, based on 109 revenue contribution we have mentioned, it appears the PMIC realizations are actually improved QOQ in Q2. So, am I correct to say that?
No, I'm not clear on your question.
So, my question is simple. CMIC realization per kg, have they improved on QOQ basis?
CMIC realization improved on Q2.
In Q2 versus Q1.
No, it is as far. There's no betterment of on this. As far as the sale pricing is concerned, it is nearly similar.
Okay, okay. So, can you just confirm the revenue contribution of CMIC for Q2 and Q1? So, Q2, I think it was 11 crore and Q1, was it 17 crore? Am I correct here?
One second. CMIC revenues for Q1 and Q2.
CMIC 11 crore in
11 and 17. Yes, 11 and 17 are the correct figures.
And sir, volume numbers 151 metric ton and 50 metric ton for Q2 and Q1, is it correct?
Rajesh, your figures, volume can may be different. There may be an error on that.
1352.
Well, that is the total volume.
Hmm.
1352 and 1420 are the total volume.
Previous quarter.
Not the CMIC alone.
No, this is the whole volume.
It is a combined volume.
CMIC.
So this volume, CMIC volumes, I don't have across for the quarters.
Okay, okay. Because in the presentation you have mentioned 151 and 504 metric tons. So if you can just correct that part, because the realization is actually showing different numbers due to that.
I'll check and update you later.
Okay, okay. Sure. Thank you very much.
Okay, Anurag.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Darshan Chandra. Please go ahead.
Sir, are you still sticking to a target of 1,000 crore revenue for next 5 years?
Yes, definitely, 100%, yes.
Okay.
And that is why we have acquired the land, that is why we are expanding, that is why we are putting in all effort. That is part of the business. Be confident, we are not into real estate.
Sir, it will be from the organic growth only, no?
Yes, mainly this 1,000 should be from organic only.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. If we try to put a number on the products we are coming up with, so bromobenzene, guanine, DHT, and CBC, the full-scale opportunity size seems to be around 300 crore combined. So are we confident of scaling these all to optimal capacities by FY25, and what's our margin expectation from the combined basket of these products?
Bromobenzene you can consider about 2,400 tons and guanine about 600 tons per annum. Yes, this would be the 100% utilization in Q25.
Okay, and for the rest of the two products?
Which two products we are talking about?
DHT and CBC?
DHT and CBC will not be much. We hope we will be discontinuing these two products.
Okay. But the rest of the two will be scaling by FY26.
We are adding some other products in lieu of this.
Okay. And sir, what's the margin expectation from the products we already have in the public forum, and the rest of the products would be in line with the EBITDA margin currently we are doing as a company?
Definitely, it has to be in line only. They will be chiefly import substituted products.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Gaurav Sachdev, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
I'm not able to hear you very clearly. Can you please speak into your handset?
Hello. Am I audible now?
Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, Gaurav.
So what are the EBITDA margins you are expecting now in Q3, since we have a great drop in EBITDA in the Q2?
We never work on the percentage margins. We always work on the volume margins. So I won't be, that depends upon the pricing of the product. The margins remains consistent. I had been always talking when there is a drop in the price, the margin percentage grows up. When there is a increase in the price, the top line goes up, however the percentage drops down. I won't be able to give you the percentage margins of EBITDA or targeting of that. We work on volume, not on percentage.
Okay. And one thing, sir, the promoters have sold their land to the company. I mean, how fair is this in terms of corporate governance, basically?
I do agree to you that the corporate governance can be considered like that, but with the time, yes, just wait for a quarter, you will understand the in-principle reason of that. It is not the sale, it is a small amount, very small amount of 21 crore involved in that. However, if you consider looking to the size of the liquidity available with the company, the wage and salaries given or the director's remuneration given and all that, this 21 crore works out to be a very small value for the 5 lakh square feet of land. It is lower compared to the market price, that is one. Second, we required an alternate location for working out. In the last year, what the problem we have faced with the Gujarat Pollution Control Board has made the management sensible enough to work out with a new system of moving ahead with multi-location working instead of a single location. Concentration of the promoters at one location, one business would be more important compared to this. And there are such many factors. Please wait for a quarter to have the announcements on that. That will justify the actions taken by the management to an utmost position.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the clarification.
Thank Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up from Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Sir, lastly, do we expect any challenges in scaling bromobenzene and guanine, or we are 100% confident that we'll be able to do that?
We are in the process of scaling up. We are in the process of taking further the volumes of bromobenzene from 200 tons per month to about 400 tons a month. We have already started working on that.
Okay, so sir, I mean, I'm trying to understand that we were very confident on DHT and CBC as well. So what went wrong and what can be the assurance that a similar thing might not happen with the bromobenzene and guanine?
This commercial productions have already been started and already been supplied to the market. The customers are different. They are not the pharma industries. They are agrochemical industries. Pharma industry requires a lot of approvals directly, indirectly. It is the whimsical positions of the or the purchase policy of the management, whereas agrochemical it is not so. It is international sales, which have already been started. I already told more than 500 tons of the volume is already been exported out of country. So we are confident on that. We have to be moving and yes, when you say the challenges are always there to be taken care by the management.
So, business,
there are always challenges and we have to come across with that.
So, sir, I'm trying to understand the DHT and CBC bit we are about to discontinue. That was purely because of key challenges, inability to penetrate into the supply chain.
Yes, we could not penetrate in the supply chain.
Okay, but that won't be an issue with bromobenzene and guanine, right?
No. Because that has got multiple applications other than pharma also. It is not purely related to pharmaceutical.
Right. Yes. Thank you, sir. That's all for now.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question and I'll hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
With this, I conclude the call. If you have any queries, please get in touch with SGA, our investors relationship advisor. Thank you everyone for joining us today on this earnings call. Thank you once again.
Thank
have
you.
A nice day. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.